All right, so I will invite you to get comfortable and to straighten your spine if you can. And begin to do some deep prana breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Centering in on your heart, feeling your heart as your innermost truth. And in your heart, you carry your soul's mission and purpose. So feel that it's like a golden seed in your heart. And imagine that this golden seed lights up like a beacon. Because today you are going to journey to your temple of the soul. So imagine that you can magically lift up off your chair wherever you are, and you can just so gently and easily lift up into the air, up into the sky. And your heart beacon knows exactly where to go to find your temple of the soul. It is your personal temple of the soul. And so you're drawn up into the stars, and you begin to gently float through space, and your heart beacon is pulsing with light and sound. And you can feel that it knows exactly where to go, and it's pulling you to the temple of your soul. And there in the distance, you can see your beautiful personal temple. And you're getting closer and closer, and you look at it, and what does it look like? And then you gently land. And you relax, since this is your temple of the soul. You have been building this temple over many lifetimes. And it has symbols and pieces of art and all kinds of things all over that really reflect you as a soul. Beautiful architecture. Has all of your beautiful soul things in it. And your job today is to find the heart of your temple where your throne is. And so you make your way to the heart of your temple and you see your throne and you sit down in your throne and you relax. And you connect to your soul's mission and purpose. And if you're not 100% clear, that's okay. Whatever you feel is your mission and purpose right now, today, declare that inside your heart. And connect with it. So you connect with your heart energy, with that beautiful golden seed in your heart that carries your mission and your purpose. And there's a door to your left, and the door opens, and in walks a female warrioress and a male warrior. And they come in and they stand at your left. Magnificent outfits they're wearing. And they're very, very strong, very disciplined. and they stand at attention, looking at you. They work for you. Your warrioress, your warrior. And they bring you strength. And then you notice that there is a door to the right in this chamber. And in walks a beautiful queen and a king of compassion. And they walk in and they stand on your right. Their job is to give you love and compassion every day. They work for you. So notice what they're wearing. I'm sure they're magnificent. And once again, you center in on your own heart. And imagine now that the warrioress and the warrior, they come up to you and they touch your left shoulder, powerfully activating your strength, your might, your discipline. And you can feel at your left shoulder, they are infusing you with the power of the warrioress and the warrior. So they keep their hands on your left shoulder. And then on your right shoulder, the king and queen approach and they place their hands on your right shoulder, very powerfully activating your compassion. And so you feel this deep and abiding compassion for self being activated at your right shoulder. And there you are in your throne. Take a few deep breaths and feel at the same time the warrioress and warrior at your left shoulder, the king and queen on your right shoulder. And go ahead and say out loud into your soul room what your soul's mission is so that both sets of your helpers can hear exactly what your mission is at this point. And you feel at your left shoulder, your warrior and your warrioress are making some adjustments as they listen very carefully to what the soul, your soul's mission and purpose is. And they're focusing your energy. And they're very excited about your mission. And you can feel their strength shooting from your left shoulder right into your heart. And you feel very strongly the compassion and love that's coming from your king and queen at your right shoulder, shooting down towards your heart. You feel their support and their love and compassion. And now see if you can just energetically balance your heart, your left shoulder, and your right shoulder. And imagine that this is your internal soul chalice. Now just everyone breathe together. So you're going to take some deep breaths and your king and queen are going to breathe with you. And your warrioress and your warrior are going to breathe with you. And keep breathing deeply. Do this prana breathing until you feel everybody is in sync with you and your mission and purpose. So you feel that the power of being in sync with your strength at the left shoulder, compassion at the right shoulder. And now you turn deliberately to your warrioress and warrior to discuss what discipline do you need right now in your life in order to serve your mission and purpose. And if you don't know, you ask them to help you to think about what kind of discipline you need in your life right now to help you on your mission and purpose. And get very practical, like that you need 1 hour a day of meditating on your mission and purpose or whatever it is. Imagine that they now just gently stand you up and they take you to this special place in your temple of the soul, and they show you how you can be more disciplined and have more strength for your mission and purpose. They take you on a little journey and they show you exactly what you need to do. And they show you how to focus your energies. And then you come back to the throne room and you sit back down in your throne. And now it's your king and queen's turn. And you deliberately turn to them. And you discuss with them how you can increase your self-compassion and increase your enthusiasm for your mission and purpose. So see what they say to you. Gently take your hand and they lead you to a special chamber, and they show you exactly how you can love yourself more, be more expansive, open your heart, and how to pour love and compassion into yourself for your soul's mission every day. They show you exactly what to do to increase your self-love. Then you gently return to the throne room and you sit back down on your throne and you feel very good, very strong about your allies, and they're standing there at attention. And now imagine that there is some interference, just like what happens in everyday life. There's interference from others, there's people trying to shut down your mission, or they don't like your mission, or there's distractions. So imagine that in your soul room right now is just a bunch of distractions, a bunch of interference. Maybe people coming in and wanting to, I don't know, invade your boundaries or distract you. And your warrior and warrioress on your left and your king and queen on the right, they just go into action. What do they do to protect your soul's mission? Just watch them deflect and preserve and protect your throne, you on the throne and your throne and your soul's mission and purpose, how do they protect you? Just allow them to make really good tight boundaries around you to deflect all distraction, because they are 100% committed to your mission. And you can just stay steady, sitting on your throne, being the commander of your life, the sovereign decision maker of your life. And look at these allies going to work for you. They preserve your soul's mission and purpose. They make it possible for you to execute your mission and purpose. So imagine that the interference dissipates. And now you're just in a very quiet, still space in your temple of the soul. Everything's quiet. Your allies are at the left and right. And they're now turning towards you once again. Is there anything that needs to be adjusted in your soul chalice before you leave this place? Imagine now, with some amazing magic, that your warrior and warrioress dissolve into your left shoulder. And there they are. You can feel them at your left shoulder, holding your strength. And then your king and queen magically dissolve into your right shoulder. And there you can feel them in your right shoulder. Feel the compassion of your king and queen holding your right shoulder. And now you're just going to breathe and activate your entire chalice. And imagine as you breathe in your throne room that the ceiling of the throne room begins to dissolve and disappear, and you are under a vault of stars. And imagine that this beautiful energy from the stars begins to sparkle down like stardust right into your soul chalice. Feel the energy of the stars coming in and falling in your beautiful, strong, compassionate soul chalice. This dew of heaven, the ideas from your higher self falling into your soul chalice and dropping right into the seed in your heart. These are all the possibilities that your soul can accomplish, the ideas that take seed in your heart and begin to grow and flower and blossom and bloom. And your allies of strength and compassion are always at the ready. And so now you stand up and you are ready to carry these beautiful star seeds that you hold in your soul chalice back down to earth. And so you gently take off from your temple of the soul and you make your way back down to earth, back down where your body is. And you come all the way back down where you began this journey, and you sit comfortably in your chair. You're fully back in your body now. and feel once again at your left shoulder of strength and your right shoulder of compassion, these magnificent allies helping you to birth these new seeds of your soul so that you can accomplish your soul's mission and purpose this lifetime. So returning to this moment now, when you're ready, opening your eyes.